if you have any realistic expectation that this is going to, that these, that this latest round is actually going to do what you say you want it to do.
I mean, the point here is to continue upping the pressure and increasingly squeezing them economically so that President Putin will make the right decision here. But if he doesn't, we will continue putting the pressure on him. I mean, look, the fact that even before yesterday, nearly $100 billion in capital was expected to flee Russia. At some point, I think the Russian citizens are going to be pretty unhappy that because of his actions in the region and other countries, their economy is tanking. So that's what it's designed to do, and we'll keep upping the pressure. These are three key sectors yesterday. The firms in these sectors really want access to the U.S., really want access to the EU, and are going to feel the pressure.
So you did, so does that mean the intent of these sanctions is to, using your words, tank the Russian economy?
The purpose of these sanctions is to put enough pressure on the Russian government that eventually President Putin will change his calculation.
Right.
But if he doesn't, he's going to face a situation where the people of his country who've worked so hard to be part of the international community won't be.
Because,
and he can face those consequences.
Because your sanctions have affected them.
Have very negatively affected the Russian economy,
so,
which will
affect them. So in fact you're saying that the goal here is to make it painful on the Russian people.
Not at all.
Oh,
that is
okay.
Not what I said, Matt.
All right,
the goal,
it seems like that's
I will repeat it for you yet again,
yeah,
is to put enough pressure on the Russian government that they change their calculation and do different things in the future. Part of how that happens is the people of Russia say, look, I don't want to not have access to the international financial system because President Putin is off trying to invade other countries. That's
right.
Part of what can affect a leader's calculation, which I know you're very well aware of.
Yeah. excuse me. Yes, I am. But is the goal right now then to drive the Russian economy into recession? Because
no.
A lot of people say
the
that that's what...
The goal is to pressure the Russian government to change their behavior.
Have you come to a conclusion that getting to that point will require driving the Russian economy into recession?
No, that's too simplistic. What we've always said is the longer sanctions are in place, the more impact they have, and we want that to change their calculations.
The president yesterday was asked if this is a new Cold War. He said no, this is a very specific set of circumstances. But whether or not it is or isn't a Cold War or a new Cold War, it certainly looks like an economic war. Whether war is the right term or not, you are trying to negatively affect the Russian economy to put pressure
mm-hmm.
on the government. How is that not an economic war? How is that not a new East-West, since the Russians are, I mean, since the Europeans are on board with you, too? How is that not a new
East-West conflict? Well, we put sanctions on a number of countries.
Conflict.
This is a tool we use all across globe.
I understand that, but
it's
this
not
is
specific.
Intentionally.
This isn't an East-West issue.
Okay, well, you know, you put sanctions on the Venezuelans. You just announced that this
morning.
Those
aren't sanctions, technically.
Well, they're travel bans. They're punishments.
But
those do not affect.
Technically, they're not sanctions.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Whatever, but they are
mm-hmm.
steps. They are measures that you
mm-hmm.
take to show your displeasure. That's what you're doing with these sanctions as well.
Mm-hmm.
The travel bans and visa bans on people do not impact entire economies. They impact specific targeted individuals. The sanctions that you guys and the Europeans have put in place are intended to affect a broad swath of
right.
Russia's economy.
But it's
right?
not about an East-West. We've also done that in Iran. We've done it in North Korea. We've done it elsewhere. It has nothing to do with East-West or some weird Cold War
so you're
throwback
at war with
that President Putin wants to somehow like return to.
Okay, so you're not just in a... You're not just at war with economic war with Russia. You're also in economic war with Iran, with North Korea,
no.
with all
we
these countries.
We believe that sanctions are an incredibly effective and important tool
mm.
to that can impel countries to change their behavior.
But you would also admit that thus far your sanctions have not changed the Russians' behavior, correct?
Well, that's what, and I've also said last week that we don't know what they would have done if we hadn't.